The Brisa today's daf is daf Chavav. We're holding the final line of Chaf Hey Amid Beis, where the Gemara is quoting from our Mishnah. Maisa v'gozru tainis v'lud. What did it say back in our Mishnah? It's in the Mishnah that they were misakin a tainis, and Baruch Hashem the tainis was so successful that it started raining early in the day. If you look at Yud Tes Amid Aleph, Yud Tes Amid Aleph, this is approximately 10 lines from the bottom of the Amud. It is 3 lines before the end of the Mishnah, where it says, Ma'asa, she goes to Tanis, Velut. The Yod Lehem Gishomim Kilim Chatzois. The Vigoyz Tanis, and Baruch Hashem, it started raining before midday. Do you have to be Mashlim the Tanis? We had a Machloikis before Netzachama, before Chatzois, after Chatzois, before 9 hours, after 9 hours. That was in the Brisa yesterday. Anyway, what did they Paskin Omer Abdarvin? Since this happened before Chatzois, we don't have to be Mashlim the Tanis, we can stop. Everybody go home, everybody eat a nice lunch, everybody Machayomtif. And he told them that they should please come back. And then Uvo ben Arboim, they returned in the afternoon. Vekaru halagodol. Halagodol, as you recall, doesn't mean the hal that we say when we, that we call halal, but rather it's sahid l'Hashem kitoy kilo l'machaste that we say Shabbos mornings that has in it the 20 or 30 kilo l'machaste.
Are there any special practices that are made when he says make a yontif for yourself?
No. He probably took him to eat at the end Napoleon or strudel for dessert, but there's no special rules and regulations.
No.
He was just saying, enjoy, go home and enjoy.
Make a joyous day.
Yeah, the Tanis is over. But the question that the Gemara is bothered by is, when you have an oilim in shul and everybody is davening and everybody is crying out to Hashem, and then it starts raining, why don't we go and say immediately the halal? Why do we have to wait until the afternoon? Right now, on the spot, the whole Olam is here, Baruch Hashem. We have the hundreds of people. All of them are being misbal. They're in their tefillah mode. So now tell them, turn now from the Tehillim pages to the Halal pages and start saying Halal right now.
Because they want to make sure that the rain is persistent.
Okay, so that's your teretz. The Gemara asks the Kasha. We'll see what the Gemara teretz is. Zotim Gemara, Ma'isiv, go to Tanis Bullet. Back to Chof Hei Amid Beis. Freitim of the name of Halal Meikar. As soon as the rain started falling, everybody was certainly saying, oh, Baruch Hashem, Chazdei Hashem, thank you Hashem. Nu oy bazoi, so say Halal right now. Everything where I abide, Rabbi Yam Shavai, Lefish Ein Oymem Halal, Ella, now in the top of Chof Ofem Aleph, Ella Al Nefesh, Seveya, the Keres Malaya. You only go and say a Halal when you are full, not when you are hungry. Now, before getting to the Rashi, it would sound like, because if you want to thank Hashem, it's hard to thank Hashem if your stomach is empty, because every single moment you're saying, come on, let's get this over with. I want to go home. I want to eat already. You know, the Chazal have been gorgling this Halal already for more than a half an hour. I don't have any patience. I'm hungry. I want to make Kiddush. I want to go home. However, Rashi says that's not the pshat over here. The pshat over here is because since the main reason why this Halel is called Halel HaGodol is because it ends off Noisin Lechem Lechol Basar Kili Al Mchastoy Hoidu Lekev HaShemoyim Kili Al Mchastoy, that we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving Noisin Lechem Lechol Basar, giving food on every table, giving parnasa for everyone. That's such a tremendous bracha, and that's why we're being Mahal Hashem. So it would be ironic to go and thank Hashem on an empty stomach and thank Hashem, oh, thank you for satiating me and giving me plenty of food. Where's the food? Where's the satiation? Nebuch, the guy is starving because he's fasting. So therefore, it would be a little bit counterintuitive. So let's see, Tap Rashi El Benefesh Seveya Mitoich Shekosev Boy Nisim Lechol Basar No Lehe Omer Al Hasoiva. It makes sense to go and thank Hashem after you've benefited from the Nisim Lechol Chobas. Very nice text. But I have a kash for a papa equal to Beit Knishta, the Abi Guber. We don't know who Abi Guber was. We just know, says Rashi, that's either the name of a person or the name of a place. But what we do know is that if it was the name of a place, or even a name of a person, that it was in the town of Mechoizim. How do we know that? As we'll see from the Gemara. So the Papa got there to this base classes, because of Tanis, because it had not rained. V'yordalehem k'shom and Baruch Hashem, it did rain. Ad Chatzois, even before Chatzois hit. V'yomar, he said, Halal, let's say Halal right now. V'yachkach ochlu b'shosu. That's directly opposite what we learned in our Mishnah. Directly opposite than what Abaye Verova said, that you only say halah gadol on a nefesh sever. And he said, Rabbi said, let's go and say halah right now. And then after that, go home. Ichlu mishu. Evni marshani b'nei mechoizen v'shchichi b'hu shikris. The b'nei mechoizen, as we've seen in the Gemara many times, Rova very often criticizes the b'nei mechoizen. And so therefore the b'nei mechoizen were people that when they ate their lunch, it was likely, probable that they're going to go and become shikr. If they're going to become shikr, they're not going to be in any mood or any condition, and perhaps not even on 2 feet, to be able to return to shul, to be able to go and say hallel. Therefore we said, okay, let's go and say hallel while they're still sane before they become shikr. That's why they said hallel immediately, and they didn't wait till the afternoon. But Baruch Hashem in the Mishnah, we didn't have that concern. So they said, everybody go home and drink. Don't overdrink, drink normal amounts, come back, and we'll say halal in the afternoon.
It's like duchen and Simchas Torah in Shacharis.
That's going to be the next mission in the next Gemara. So that's Shachar, a nice segue.
In Shacharis.
Shacharis. And the top toys is... Yes, I'm sorry, Shelley.
Yeah, and being thankful for the rain. That's the main thing. And God rains at all times.
God reigns at all times. That's a very, very good point. Thank you for sharing that with us. So now the obvious question is, how come we say Halil HaGadol every single Shabbos morning as part of the Psuki Dezimra, and we have not eaten yet? Didn't we say in our Mishnah and on our Gemara that it's inappropriate to go and say Halil HaGadol before you've eaten? You want to go and be mekayim the nisul lech chabasa. So it's not my kasha. That's the top kasha. The top choices. Sorry.
We had a big shoot of Friday night. Uh-huh. Still trying to.
I said that's the case. They probably ate before the tannis too to be able to not to starve.
Not a big shooter, though.
Okay. Oh, I wasn't there. But getting to the top choices. Shani b'nei machoizu d'shchich mu shikris v'hochi hoyoimrim hal hagadol koydim shiyoichlu v'yishtu. That's why they said hal hagadol before they ate and drank, because they were chas v'shalom going to boli day shikris. Over psukei de zimra. Noig and loymar shachris, we are noig to go and say the halal gadol. V'dafke psukei dezimra, because it's koydim hatfila, that's before tefila, that's before davening. Al b'shas tefila ein oimrim oisoi el benefesh seveya uvekeres v'leiv. Is before davening that we don't have this concern? Presumably is because you don't eat before davening. So therefore, since you don't eat, so you can't go and tell the person eat first and then go and say the halal gadol. I don't eat before davening. And the Pesukim in the Zimra is considered to be kind of a preface, an introduction to the davening. So this would not be inconsistent saying Halal Gadol on a keres, which is at the moment not Mali. But Shas is Tefillah, once you get into the Tefillah itself, then you should say Nefesh Tzvei Mekeres Malaya. And that's why we would, the Mishnah says, and the Gemara says, don't say Halal unless you have a concern about potential shikras. You spoke about duchening, and that's what the Mishnah is going to speak about right now, and about duchening when you're shikr. We're going to speak about Emet Shem on the Omid base. Look to Mishnah. Mishloishe Parakim Mashonah 3 times a year. Koyhanim Nusin Eskapeim Arbapam Vyoim. The Kahanim Dichen 4 times a day. What are the 4 times? They Dichen B'Shachris, B'Musif, B'Mincha, U'B'Ne'ilah She'ar. B'Ne'ilah She'ar is the same thing as when we say Ne'ilah on Yom Kippur. We only say Ne'ilah once a year on Yom Kippur, but Rashi says that the minig was that they used to go and say Ne'ilah on all the Tanaisim, just like we say it on Yom Kippur. And that being the case, you have now 4 opportunities to go and Duchen. Duchen, we all know that you Duchen shortly after Moedim, at the right before Sim Shalom, so you can do the Chachris and Musav and Mincha and Ne'ilah 4 times. Now, when were the 3 times a year that they did it 4 times a day? B'Tanios, u'B'Mamodos, u'B'Yom Kippur. On a Tanis, Mamodos, we're going to explain the next line in Mi'at Hashem in some detail what Mamodos exactly are. And on Yom Kippur. So on those 3 times, the Tanis, Mamodos, B'Yom Kippurim, they were able to go and dichen 4 times a day. The Gemara is going to ask that this doesn't sound correct. Why doesn't it sound correct? Because in Mi'at Hashem next week, for instance, we have a Tanis, which is called Asura B'Taitis. And on that Tanis, even assuming that we had the Minhag, like they had B'Yom Mehem, that one says Ne'ilah, But we certainly don't have a carbon musaf next week on Tuesday. Because next week on Tuesday, on Aser B'Tavis, it's not Shabbos, and it's not Yom Tov, and it's not Rish Chodesh. So there's no musaf. So what are you telling me that you have four times? And it's not just Aser B'Tavis. Think about any of the Tanaisim. None of the Tanaisim have a musaf built in. So Ibazai, what are we talking about that on Tanaisim you go and dichen four times? The Gemara is going to ask that kasha as soon as we get to the Gemara Mirchim and the Amid base. Anyway, what is this my mother's business? Amen, my mother's. The Fish Nemi says in the Pasuk, "Have been so as Karbuli Lachmi the Isha Reich Nichoichi Tishmeru LaHakrav Liv B'Mayave." This, of course, is a Pasuk that we're all familiar with. We learned it always on Rish Chodesh, the first Aliyah. Frank Dimar B'Chi Heicha Bonishli Adam Kare V'Hu Enei Oymed Al Gabov. How can you go and bring a carbon for someone and he's not standing there? What the Mishnah is telling us is that when a person goes and brings a carbon, he should be there together with the carbon and watch that it's been doing on his behalf. Not that this is chas v'shalom an isur. In other words, you can send a carbon through a shliach. Yes, you can. But it's considered to be preferable that you are there yourself. And even when the shliach goes, it's a shliach shel adam kamoisai. And especially a reason when you're talking about the carbon tzibur, because the pasuk itself says, Tavis ben Yisrael, es karboni lachmi li ishai, reach nichoichi, tishmeru lahakrav li b'mayadeh. Tishmeru means that you should go and observe it, and watch it, and be careful about it to fulfill bringing that carbon b'mayadeh. Now what pasuk, what carbon is these psukim referring to specifically? It's referring to the karmen tovin shoshacha, and ultimately the karmen tovin shel ben abay. Now these two karbonis are karbonis tzibur, which are brought every single day of the week, 365 days a year, and there should be a tishmur, there should be a shmira, somebody should be standing there watching that the karbon be brought appropriately by the kohen melevi. Not that chas v'shalom we're concerned that they're not going to bring it appropriately, but that's the mitzvah of tishmuru. Somebody should be standing there when the karbon is being brought. So who's going to stand there? Skinon the Vimrishai Esam Vyarbo Mishmorois, how come Mishmo Mishmar Hoyamid Bisholoyim, Shokihanam Shalavim Mishal Yisrael. Now the Mishnah in a sense conflates two separate ideas. Here we're talking about my mother's, and then they insert about the Esam Abo Mishmaris. So really there are a couple of words missing to make this into a full thought. What the Mishnah is telling us is that just like the Kahanim were subdivided into 24 Mishmaris, and therefore all the 24 Mishmaris which are delineated and enumerated in Divrei HaYomim, you had Yehoyarev and Yehoyada, that they had separate Mishmaris, 24 of them. Each one of these Mishmaris of Kahanim worked 2 weeks a year, 1 week and 1 week in the beginning of the year, and 1 week at the end of the year. Each one a rotation going from 1 through 24. Similarly, they subdivided the Yidden, that is the Yisraelim, into 24 Ma'amodos. What was the purpose of those 24 Ma'amodos? So that just like the Kahanim and Leviim go up to Yerushalayim to go and bring the carbon, Kahanim do Babidosam, Leviim Mishiram Uvezimram, then the Yisraelim were b'ma'amodam, that they would stand there in their 11 Amis in the Ezras Yisrael, and they were standing there watching as the carbon were brought. And how many ma'amodas were there? 24 ma'amodas. Just like they had the 24 mishmores of Kehanim, they had the 24 ma'amodas of Yisraelim, and their job was to go and stand there and watch as the carbonas were brought. Rashi afterwards says they also helped out in terms of lachtiv eitzim v'lishav moim, but the Mishnah doesn't make any mention. But Rashi brings this at the tail end of this discussion. Anyway, now these 24 mamodis that we had of Yisraelim were themselves subdivided into two groups. You had those Yidden Yisraelim that lived in Yerushalayim itself, and those that lived in other cities. Those that lived in Yerushalayim itself, they were the ones that were summoned to come and stand there whilst the Kahanim were bringing the Kabbanis every single day. And again, they had 1 week in the first part of the year and 1 week in the second part of the year, just like the Mishmaris, so we had Mamodis parallel to them of the Israelim. Furthermore, those that lived in towns or cities throughout Eretz Israel, who were part of those Mamodis, they did not have to come up to Yerushalayim, but rather they would go and stay in their own local communities, and during the week of their Ma'amad, every single day they had special tefillos, and the older small pocket sidurim used to have. You can probably find an old pocket sitter somewhere, and you'll find that they have the mamodos that used to be said every single day during the 6 days of the week of the mamod. I know Mendy's father's Chana Brucha, every morning before he even came into shul, he had already gone through the mamodos for that day. And that was the custom in different communities. Many people did things like that. So, yeah, the mamodos were printed until recently in the small siddur. Maybe they still are. And those were tefillahs that were said outside Yerushalayim by each mamod. And the reason why they said it, Rashi says, is k'dei she'yiskabel b'rotzoin korban achihem. Their tefillah was that Kadosh Baruch Hu, the korbanos that are being brought, should be oil l'rotzoin l'fanav. Kadosh Baruch Hu, they should find favor in your eyes so that you should go and look favorably upon Klal Yisrael and bestow upon them all the shefa bracha v'atzlacha that we need. So that was the purpose of those maimonides. And as we'll see in the Mishnah shortly, they used to go and fast 4 days during the week of their mamad. They fasted on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. They did not fast on Sunday, nor on Friday, or on Shabbos, and we'll see about that shortly. Also, every one of the days of that week, they also had special Kriyas HaTorah. Not only on Mondays and Thursdays, but also on Sunday and on Tuesday, Wednesday. Every day they had a special Kriyas HaTorah, and they learned from the beginning of Bereishis, as we'll see in the Mishnah momentarily. So what our Mishnah has told us is that is the definition, or at least we're getting into the definition of what the Maimonides were all about. And on those days of the Maimonides, then the Kehanim that were participating in that Ma'amad, that were there in those towns, those communities, where they were saying the Maimonides that week, the Kehanim would go and Dichen that day, B'Shachris, not in Musaf, but Shachris, B'Mincha, and B'Ilashar. So getting back to our Mishnah. Zoktim, the Mishnah asked, what are the Maimonides? So we brought the Pasuk Tzavos B'nei Yisrael. Therefore, Hiskin and Neviim Rishonim, Esav Abam Mishmaris, the Neviim Rishonim made 24 Mishmaris of the Kohanim, and corresponding to that, Alchemishmar Mishmar, Haya Mamad B'Yerushalayim, they had a parallel Mamad of the Yisraelim. Now, our Mishnah says, Imam Yerushalayim of Shul Kohanim, Shul Neviim, Shul Yisraelim, that's a machloikis between the Rishonim, whether the Mamad also included Kohanim and Neviim besides Yisraelim, but many of the Mefarshim learn, and that seems to be the Mashmois of Rashi as well, that the Kohanim and Leviim are part of the Mishmar, and the Yisraelim are the Mamad, and since we spoke about Esav Abam Mishmarais, I'll call Mishmar Mishmaraya Mamad, so therefore he's just conflating, he's merging the two together. So the Kohanim and the Leviim, they would come up during their week of Mishmar to Yerushalayim, and the Yisraelim would go and split up. Split up in the sense that those in Yerushalayim stayed in Yerushalayim, they went to the Beis Migdash to stand Mamadois, and those that were in the other communities, they would go be Mespal for their brethren and for the carbon of their carbonus of their brethren, those that are being brought in Yerushalayim, that should be Oy L'Ratzel Afar. So says our Mishnah, he gives Man Mishmar La'alois. When these Man Mishmar came for any particular group of the Kohanim or the Israelim, when this Man Mishmar hit, La'alois, Kehanim Leviim Oy L'Yerushalayim, they would take it over to Yerushalayim to do their avoid and to do the Shirois, the Zimrois, Shirom V'Zimram, the Yisrael, Shemois Mishmar, which means then that Ma'amud, corresponding to the Mishmar, Miskansli Arayan, those that were not going up to Yerushalayim, those that were in Bnei Brak and in Haifa and in Tel Aviv or wherever they were throughout Eretz Yisrael, they would get together in their Orem, the Koyrin, and besides the Tfilis that they said, they would go in and read Masa Bereishis.
So they had a delegation that went to Yerushalayim, but the remainder...
From the way Rashi is learning Pshat, only those that lived in Yerushalayim stayed in Yerushalayim. Uh-huh. But the people that were outside Yerushalayim, they stayed locally.
Okay.
If you look at the Rashi, I'll call Mishmar. It's corresponding to the
wide lines.
To the wide lines.
Yeah.
Above Yasu Mishmar Ishul Kahanim Hoyu Ushmul V'David Tiknam. When we say in the Vim Rishonim, we're referring to Shmuel and David. Shmuel Aleph and Beis and David HaMelech. We'll call Mishmar Hoyu Mamad B'Yerushalayim Shekvuim V'Oindim Be'ir. They're there in the city locally, besides the Yerushalmis, everywhere else where Yidden lived, they had mamadis. In Yerushalayim, they had the mamad of Kahanim, Leviim, Yisraelim, those that the Yisraelim that lived there in the Kan of Levim that came up to do the Avodah. But besides that, you had Bechol Ir V'Ir, you had the people that were being
kept coming together. So it happened that there were people from that Mamad in Yerushalayim on a regular basis, but it wasn't they were stationed there?
They lived there. They lived there.
They lived there. So it just happened.
I wouldn't say that happened. Whenever this took place, I don't know if this took place exactly at the time of Shmuel Vadovid or shortly thereafter, but just like they were Masakim for the Mishmaris, they were Masakim Mamadais, that among the masses of Klal Yisrael, they split them up into 24.
Oh, so they took Yerushalmi families and included.
Those that lived in Yerushalayim, they were also part of the Mamad, and you know, it's
you represent Bnei Brak. You live in Yerushalayim, but you're the Mamad.
You represent Klal Yisrael and standing there in the.
What Mamad, but you're part of a certain. Of the 24.
Let's assume that in Yerushalayim you had 2,400 Yidin that would divide up into 24 Mamadis.
Right.
So 100 of them, the first week of Tishrei would be there. The second 100, the second week of Tishrei. And the third one, the third week of Tishrei. And the fourth week of Tishrei.
I didn't know that they were part of Tel Aviv.
Mamad. No, they were part of Klal Yisrael.
No, because they had to have stand. They had to go to Yerushalayim. They were up during the rest of the months, they were doing their business.
But that's correct.
2 weeks out of the year, they were at different times.
Why are you making this geographical coordination?
Because
it's all corporate Klal Yisrael. It's all
24 groups.
It's a seaboard. This is not the Senate where you have people from.
How did you divide them otherwise in those days? You had gave them a social security number. You had this one, this area, and that area. So that's probably how.
In Bnei Brak, you had 240 people, 10 every week, with the Avraham Minyan.
Yeah, exactly. The Smith family was always the first week of Tishrei. Those Smiths that lived in Yerushalayim, they would go and stand there in the Hazara. Uh-huh. And the Smith family that lived in Bnei Brak and in Tel Aviv and in Haifa and elsewhere, in Beit Shemesh, wherever in Eretz Yisrael, they would go to their local shuls and they would meet their other brethren from the same Mamad. The Jones family and the Goldberg family, they were all the first Mamad. Those in Yerushalayim went in Yerushalayim. Those other places.
Then it's a tremendous logistical operation from generation to generation to maintain, you know, that this is Mamad 1.
It was very practical. No,
okay.
We're trying to be brotherly over here, so let's not have any feuds. So that's what happened. You had the Mamadis in the other cities got together and they fasted and they read every day from the Masa Precious. Now, parenthetically, they didn't fast all the 6 out of the 7 days, only 4 days. From Monday through Thursday, 4 days straight. Not on Friday, but they covered the Shabbos. Because covered the Shabbos means that you're busy running around for covered Shabbos, and therefore you don't have the time to go and spend fasting and davening and laning and all the rest. Everybody is always up to the ears on Erev Shabbos to prepare. Because since everybody on Shabbos has an Shem Yisera and everybody's eating more, etc., we don't want there to be this major, major difference between Shabbos and Sunday. Shabbos I was overeating and Sunday I have to starve. And Chas V'Sholom, Yemusa is a little bit of a strong term. It just means the Chas V'Sholom that people could get sick or get weak as a result of this major distinction from one day to next.
Why don't we therefore prohibit Ta'anesim on Sundays in general? We have like Tisha B'Av and Tisha B'Av Nidche, mm-hmm. when the Ta'anes is Nidche to Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
So why don't we apply this and say we shouldn't have a Ta'anes on Sunday?
Yeah, the Ta'anes that we're talking about, like the Tisha B'Avs and all those others, those are fixed by a particular day of the week, and not a day of the week, but a day of the month.
Okay, so Tisha B'Av Nidche, when Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos, and we're Nidche till Sunday, we should say push it off till Monday. I mean, mm-hmm. if we're going to observe it, it's Nidche anyway, because of this quality of not abruptly shifting from Oneg to Ta'anes.
That's a good question. I don't know why the rabbis of yesteryear didn't push it off till Yud Aleph, and I think it would be a wonderful idea, but apparently they felt, since Mamadis is more of a minhag, if you will, as opposed to something which is required from all of Klal Yisrael, it's only that Mamad. So it doesn't say anywhere that everyone of Klal Yisrael participated in the Mamadis. It could be that at that time only the people that volunteered. The Smith family, the Jones family, the Goldberg family. But if the Rosenberg family said, you know, we're not good fasters and this is not for us, apparently it doesn't say clearly that everybody was part and parcel of this. And that answers David Fishman's question. David is asking, what about Gerim? Can they be added to a Mamad? I don't know that there was that type of mechanic that you could add people. Could be that once the mamadis were fixed, they were fixed in place, and you couldn't add more people. As far as the mishmaris are concerned, Rashi back on Daf Yedzayin seems to learn the two pshatim there in the Rashi, at least according to one pshat, that not all kehanim were subdivided into mishmaris. Only those kehanim that were interested, only those mishpachos that volunteered, I want to be part of the mishmar. Doesn't sound like from the. You want to look? Probably some of you want to know what Rashi might talk about. Yeah. I knew that. So that's why I figured.
Maybe you're making it up, right?
Exactly. So if you're going back to Daf Yud Zayin Omer Aleph, Yud Zayin Omer Aleph, the Gemara was talking about what about nowadays? Do the Kehanim have to refrain from drinking wine because of the fact that maybe the Svegish will be rebuilt today? Yeah. So the Gemara said over there, they had the three categories, those that knew their Mishmar and they knew the Beis Av, and those that knew the Mishmar didn't know the Beis Av. And then the final case was, we're talking the third or fourth of the wide lines in Yud Zayin Amud Aleph, the person who was that's on the fourth wide line. He doesn't know which is his mishmar. He doesn't know mishmar is Beis Av. He doesn't know when the Beis Av. In other words, he doesn't know the week and he doesn't know the day. But he knows that he is a member of the Batei Avos. In other words, that he participates in the mishmar. Because I don't know when my mishmar is. It could be this week, next week, or next week. I don't know. But he knows that he's part of the Batei Avosif. What do you mean he knows? Aren't all Kohanim part of the Batei Avosif? So every Kohen we should go and say, I know I'm a Kohen, but I don't know whether this Mishmar is mine and whether the Beis Av is mine. So you had over there two Pshatim in the Rashi. Kivuin. I think it's a Rashi. Ah, if you look at Rashi Kivuin, where's that Rashi Kivuin?
It's next to Amud. 20 lines before the narrow lines end.
Okay, fine. About 10 lines from the bottom of the Amud in the Gemara, before the 20 lines, 15 lines before the narrow lines end. Kivuin. Sheyedeya Vadai, he knows for sure she beis av shaloi oivid b'mikdash. He knows for sure he was one of the oivdei mikdash. There were many that didn't have a kvius to be part of a mishmar. From the Rashi, it sounds like you could have replacements or substitutes. I'm not a regular in the mishmar, but if you ever need some additional people, here's my telephone number, give me a call and I'll come up. So he knew for sure that he was a kavua. He knows that, we had our week. It was always in the first half of the year or whenever. It was always in Cheshvan. I don't know when. It was in Kislev. They didn't have a specific mishmar. That's the first pshat. Shuv Amali Rebbe, my Rebbe told me another pshat, that kavuim shloi nischalal beis av shaloi liois miguim min hakahuna. The idea shiroi beis av shaloi lavi. So the second part of the Rashi sounds like all the kahanim were subdivided into mishmaris and bati av, and therefore when the Mishnah says, or the Gemara says, that he didn't know whether Batei Avosif Kavuim, he didn't know whether perhaps his Beis Av was still valid or effective or not. Omali Rabbi Kavuim Shalai Neschal Beis Av Shaloi Liyais Megul Merakona. They were not rejected. You're thinking to yourself, why would a Beis Av or a Mishmar be rejected? And everybody says in unison, which
Bilga,
one?
Bilga.
Bilga at the end of the Masech, the Sukkah, because of Miriam Bas Bilga that caused the ruckus there with the Lucas. She caused the ruckus with the hitting of the Mizbeah. So therefore, Zaytzechos from this Rashi, according to the first part of Rashi, not everybody was delegated or designated, assigned, allocated to a particular Beis Av, to a particular Mishmar. But the second part of Rashi, everybody was, but some of them may have been rejected over time for various sins, just like the Bilgasim. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara, based on that, presumably the same thing applies to my mothers. That according to some, it might be that not all Yidden were my mothers. After all, Yisraelim, they're far more Yisraelim than we have Kahanim. Come to shul every morning, and especially every Mondays and Thursdays, they usually 15, 10, 20, 50, 100 people in shul, our shul, other shuls, and how many of them are Kahanim? One or two or three or four, usually a very small percentage. Leviim, even a smaller percentage, perhaps. Mendi is very, very choshev as a result. Anyway, so the point is, if you're going to go and take all the Yidden Yisraelim in Yerushalayim and say, okay, we're dividing into 24, 1/24th comes every single day to the, or every single week, we have 1 week a year, come to Yerushalayim, to the Beis Hamikdash, there will be thousands of people, Kanai Nahara, standing there in line, they'd all be at some get kretched. So presumably, there was only a select group, not everybody. But similarly, they had lots of Yidden in the various shteytlach and cities throughout Eretz Yisrael. They didn't come to Yerushalayim, but they davened and leined and fasted in their local communities. Now, continuing after the parentheses, we just said that they would lane every day in the Masa Bereishis. What did they lane? So you have to have three oilen, like we always have three aliyahs every day. So, b'yom harishon bereishis vayirakia. They wouldn't just lane Bereishis, the first part of Bereishis, and then ending off vayera v'yvoike yom echad, but they continued on v'yirakia, which already goes into the second day. As well as Bisheni, the second day they started Yirakiah, which would be the beginning of day number two, but they also had the Yikov Mayim, which is part of the Kriya, that's day number three. In other words, as we know, when you start off Bereishis, every single day you have Kriya that ends first V'yerev V'voiki Yom Echad, V'yerev V'voiki Yom Sheni, Yom Shlishi, Yom Rabi, Yom Chlishi. None of the individual days has 9 psukim to accommodate 3 aliyahs. So therefore you always had to have your day plus the next day. So therefore on the Sundays they lay Taka Bereishis, which is the first day of creation, but that wasn't enough. They had to go and add the Yerakiah to go and accommodate all 3 oilim. There's only one problem that the Mishnah does not mention, but that Rashi does mention. And that is if you look in the first parasha of Bereishis, from Bereishis Bor Elokim, Eitz HaShemayim Ve'Eitz HaOretz, until Be'erev Yevoiker Yoyim Echad, there are only 5 psukim. Only 5. When you get to the Yerakiah for Yom Sheni, you also only have 3 or maybe 4 psukim, but you don't have more than that. And that being the case, then you can't subdivide 5 into 2 aliyahs, because then you'd only have 5. You're supposed to have 6. How do you work that out?
Do you repeat one?
So we're going to have machloikis in the Gemara between Rav and Shmuel. Do we repeat like we do on Rish
Chodesh?
Or do we split up the middle pasuk and do half? Therefore, the first aliyah is 2.5, and the second one is 2.5. I know you've never heard of this before. That's because we are no egg like the man the Yama that says you repeat as opposed to splitting. But I mentioned the Gemara is going to discuss that when we get to the Gemara. Not today, I mentioned tomorrow, the day after.
The Bereishis, there's how many psukim?
5.
There's 5. And here at Kia, there's 5.
I believe there are only 3. But you, if you want, you can take a Chumashim out, you can take a look at
it. So you have 8.
8. 8. If you divide 8 by 3, you may get about 2 and 2/3.
One is short.
Oh, you still have 1 short. Okay, so Miyam Marisha Marisha Mirakia. Bishani Yerakia Bikavumai. Bishlishi Kavumai the Moyers. But if you Moyers, you should to a mine. Machamisha, you should to a mine, Vetoitzi Art. Bishishi Vetoitzi Art. And they have to again borrow from the next day, Vichulashmai Vars Cholzvam, to be able to have enough for 3 aliyahs. Says the Mishnah Parshik Doi, the Koinois Mishnaim, the one that has 5 psukim, you're going to go and lane for 2. If you have 6 psukim, it's even better. One of the days you do have 6 psukim, Rashi says it either Wednesday or Thursday, Ayin Barashi, but most of the days you only have 5 psukim, so you're going to have to split that up into 2 aliyahs, one way or the other. Raktana, the one that is the shorter aliyah, which only has 3, that's going to be Biyach. B'shachas b'musim b'mincha nichnosin v'koyin al piyam k'koyin esh shema. B'shachas musif and mincha. In other words, they didn't just lain like we do on Shabbos after shachas before musif. They lain twice, by shachas and by musif. Now, throughout the week, they didn't have, of course, a musif unless it was Rish Chodesh or something similar, or as a cholamoid. However, normally you didn't have a musif during the week. But if there was such a musif, then you lane it twice, both by shachas and by musif. The only problem is that it continues on, that they're koyin al peh, they're reading it al peh. Didn't we say koyin al shabishnai? It sounded like we took out a sefer Torah, we read it inside. What is this koyin al peh?
Isn't it forbidden to read?
That's a separate issue. But in the meantime, we seem to have a inconsistency, a contradiction between the previous line that says koyin oisa, which sounds like you read it from a sefer Torah, and it says koyin al peh, which is saying sounds like it's al peh. Mitchum the Gemara is going to, Rashi already points this out, we're going to see this in Mitchum in the Gemara. The Gemara is going to have to go and slice and splice it somewhere. Shachris for sure they took out a Sefer Torah. Mincha for sure they read it Baal Peh. The Shaila is going to be with the Musaf. Do you go and read this Mil El or Mil Ra? Meaning, do you go and say Parshat Lekosh Mishnai Mekdan V'Yochid B'Shachris and Musaf? And then Mincha Nechmas V'Karen Al Peh. Or do you say, no, you go and say B'Yochid B'Shachris. But most of them, mincha nechnas karmal pi. Mitch, we're going to see that in the Gemara. But mincha was shakar bal peh. The other times, shachris was zichar inside the ksav. Shalu be with mutzif. Mitch, we'll see that tomorrow. The next day.
Can we just parshu dal korin also b'shnai.
B'shnai means two aliyahs.
Two aliyahs.
What happens if you only have five psukim? Via machlekes, I believe, Rav and Shmuel. Whether you split the middle pasuk, you have two and a half adds up to roughly
or five.
Or do you go and repeat the middle pasuk like we do in Rosh Chodesh?
The Tana B'yachid.
Yeah.
So that means he got the whole three psukim.
He got the whole thing. He didn't have to split it with anybody. See, I'm a yuchas. Very good. Anyway, so that's 2 + 1 = 3, and all of that is fine. Continuing on, like you go in late Krishma Balpe, you learn these Pesukim Balpe. Why does the Mishnah go and add these Kikarin Alpe? I believe the Gemara is going to address it, or Kikarin Shema, I should say. It's because, to answer Barry's question, although normally you're not supposed to go and say a Pesuk from the Torah Balpe without looking inside, however, if it is familiar to one to the extent that it's just like Krishma, as you know, many people learn Krishma Balpe every time that they go to a chasana, to a bar mitzvah, sometimes even in shul, especially when before they go to sleep at night, they lay in the bapeh. Are they being over on the dvarim shel chasav yeshel imu bapeh? And the answer is no, because Kriya Shema is considered to be so shogur in people's mouths. Therefore, you don't have to go and see it from inside. And apparently, these parishes were also shogur b'fiyam. They did it every single day. And although the Smith family finished after 1 week, they came back. And the week later, the next half of the year again, as well as the next week, other people from the Mamadas, presumably other people in the community also listened to that Kriya, even if they were not participating in the fasting, etc. Anyway, so it was so shogur, they could read it out there. Erev Shabbos b'mincha loy hayu nechnasim, and they covered the Shabbos. Erev Shabbos b'mincha is a very, very sensitive, hard period of time. The people are rushing back and forth, last minute preparations for Shabbos, so they did not get together for the laning like we just had. We said that you laned Shachris and Musaf and Mincha, that Mincha you were off the hook. And presumably they also didn't say the special Mamodis Tfilois at that time, again because there wasn't enough time, people were running around. If there's a day that you say Hallel, for instance, like we had last week on, or even this week, early in this week, Rosh Chodesh and Chanukah, some say it's only the full Hallel, Hallel Sholem, so it's only Chanukah, not Rosh Chodesh. So Kol Yom Sheyesh Bei Hallel, Ein Mamid B'Shachris. Then they didn't have the additional tefillahs of the Mamodis Shachris time. Karban Musaf, if that day had a Karban Musaf, like if it's Rosh Chodesh, Ein B'Ne'ilah, then they did not say the special mamodis of Ne'ilah, and Rashi says not only Ne'ilah, but also not for Mincha. If it was a carbon eitzim time, we'll see in the Mishnah in a moment what that means, a carbon eitzim time. If it was a carbon eitzim day, ain't the Mincha, then Mincha time, they did not go and say the special tefillahs of mamodis. The reason for that, says Rashi, is because there wasn't enough time. If you're talking about a day where they're saying Hallel, if you had to say both Hallel and Mamadis, there wouldn't be enough time to squeeze into the schedule for that day for the Mamadis. Same thing if it's Karban Musaf, then they didn't have enough time to go and say Mamadis Ben Ila and Karban Eitzim Ben Mincha. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Omar li Ben Azi said, Kach hayu Rabbi Yeshua Shaina. Rabbi Yeshua learned it slightly differently. He agreed with you that Kol Yom Sheyesh Bei Hallel Ein Mamad B'Shachris. However, when it comes to Karban Musaf, then he held that there were no Mamodis B'Mincha. They didn't get together for the special tefillahs Mincha time. They got together for the Karban Musaf, Avad. However, they didn't have the special tefillahs of Mincha because they were very busy. Rashi says we're referring to not only throughout Eretz Yisrael, but for instance in Yerushalayim itself, because they were busy. Now, who was busy? Look at the Rashi Karban Musaf, 6 lines into the wide lines of Rashi Karban Musaf. Yoim sheyesh b'Karban Musaf b'Yerushalayim ein mamid b'Ne'ilah b'Yerushalayim. There wouldn't be mamodos said at the time of Ne'ilah. The kolshkim b'mincha, it's certainly my mincha, hasmuchal musaf. Why? If he show you through the musaf, they were so busy. Sheyesh by lahakr behemis yoisim mitomid shu echad. A tomid shu shachar is only one carbon in the morning. The ein lecha musaf leish day behemis. The minimum of a carbon musaf is 2 behemis, which is on Shabbos, where they're not fasting and they're not saying the tefillahs mamadis anyway. But Rashi is just giving the example that that's the very, very minimum. Most of Yom Tovim, you had a parech, and you had 2 elim, and then you had 7 kvasim. It was usually much, much larger. And of course, when you're talking about on Sukkot, oh boy, did you have kabbanas over there, kabbanas galore. you had 13 parim, and you had 14 kvasim on the first day.
You didn't have one coin, to, I mean, you know, all the
work. We're not finished. They didn't have enough time to say the additional mamodos tfilois. Shakihanim shel mamod, Rashi talks about kihanim shel mamod, terudim mamusav, they're busy. Presumably Rashi means the kihanim of the mishmar with torah b'musav. Again, that's dependent on when we said before the mamad is of kahanim being Yisrael. How do you define it? Anyway, the kahanim are all busy with Musa. There's just so much to do. The Yisrael Shebehen were all too busy. What were they busy with? They're only supposed to stand there. No, they participate. Are you true them? Lachtev etzim v'lishev mayim. Also, to cut some of the wood and to schlep some of the water. And therefore, they were all too busy. But they chafil mamad and eel. And therefore, it's toichad mamad because pushet, there is not enough time.
Or they're stuck in water. They had the water right there.
They had to rinse out the from the korbanos, all the blood and
they had
the amasamayim on the floor.
Yeah, I know, but it wasn't. That was for drainage.
They could bring up.
That was for kishadan raglin. This is you had so much blood. Went up to the ankles.
That's because they had the pakak in there or whatever.
Anyway, the good news is miyetz Hashem mekarev yibana beis hamikdash. We'll see exactly how this worked out. Who were the Chayt V'Eitzim, who were the She'avimayim, where they slept it from, Miyat Hashem B'Kurif. But getting back to our Mishnah now, so there are exceptions to the rule in terms of all of these Karbonis Mamadis, depending whether it was Halil, whether it was a Karb Musaf, whether it was a Karb Eitzim, to Rebbe Kiva, Omali Ben Azek, Kachi Rebbe Shua Shoina, that Karbon Musaf Ein B'Mincha. Before we said Karbon Musaf Ein Ben Ila, and Rashi said Ein Ben Ila, and the same thing applies to Mincha. Neither B'Mincha nor by Ne'ila. However, according to Rebbe Yeshua, only Mincha, they didn't have the Mamadis, but by Ne'ila, they did have the Mamadis. Karben Eitzim, Ein B'Ne'ila, before the Rebbe Kiva said, by Karben Eitzim, Ein B'Mincha, and here he's saying Karben Eitzim, Ein B'Ne'ila, but subsequently, Chazer Rebbe Kiva, that was the Tanakhama, the Rebbe Kiva, Chazer Rebbe Kiva, Leo Shernik Ben Azai, he changed his mind and said, you know, Ben Azai, I agree with you, and no Mumachloikis, Baruch Hashem, they were together, Kulum Ki Echad. Right, Zman Atzikanim, we mentioned this Atzikanim, what is this Atzikanim business? So the Mishnah tells us, Mishnah doesn't tell us the Makar, but what we're talking about is that when the Eden came up in the times of Ezra and Nehemiah, then there was no wood to go and bring the kabbats. So people had to either go out and start chopping down trees, or they had to go and donate firewood. Mm. So there was 9 mishpachos that voluntarily came to the plate and said, we are bringing now wood for the Beis HaMikdash. And because they were so generous in both what they gave, as well as their spirit and in their time, therefore these days are celebrated by these mishpachos ad only ad until the end of time, that these are special yom tovim for them, and they're not allowed to fast on those days.
We
touched on it, and what happens, we're going to have about asor ba'av. Let's wait until we get to that. Anyway, so this is manatze kahanim va'am tisha. There were 9 times a year. They celebrated that years ago they were the first ones that donated on that day. And the amount of wood that they donated was enough from Echa ben Nisan through the whole ER, through the whole Sivan, until Ezra Metamas. Ezra Metamas then, Bnei Dov and Ben Yehuda, they came to the plate and said, we're going to donate wood, and they gave enough until the next month, until B'chamish Ba'av. And then B'chamish Ba'av, then Bnei Parish Ben Yehuda, then they donated. Remember Parish Ben Yehuda, because we're going to have him once again at the end, at the bottom of the Amid. So they donated Chamish Av. That was enough for 2 days. B'Shiva Boy on the 7th day of Av, B'nai Yoynodah Ben Rachav, they brought it. B'Asorah Boy, now on the 10th day of Av, that was B'nai Sanoah Ben Binyamin.
Yeah.
So that's what we had about earlier on in Amasakta. Yeah. What happens if Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos? So it's Nidcheh to Sunday. And now on that Sunday, that's B'nai Sanoah Ben Yamin's, it's their big Yomtiv. So it says they were Mis'anin V'loi Mashlimin. They joined Klal Yisrael in the fast, but since it's a Nidcheh, and since it's their Yomtiv, they were not Mashlim the
time. And that the Baal HaBris, if it's a nitcha, I think doesn't have to fast. I think.
Bais Hashem. Okay, ask your competent local rabbi. Anyway, so that's the Asur Rabbi in 10th day. Now we're getting Chamisha Usabai, that's already Chamisha Usabai'av, then Bnei Zesu Ben Yehuda, they were the ones that donated that day. V'imam Kanavim Chamisha Toa B'Shivtoi. What means Chamisha Toa B'Shivtoi? Say the Mepharshim, that's referring to someone who knows that his Zaydin, his Elta Zaydin, told him that we happen to have been among these 9 Mishpachas that donated carbon atom, but unfortunately we've lost the Yichas brief, so we don't know which of the 9 days. So then anybody that knows the Kabbalah from the Masoidah, from the Mishpucha, that he happens to be one of the nine Mishpuchas, he joins in a Chamisha Usubav. And the B'nai Gundi Aliyah, B'nai Kutzei Ketziyos. Who are those people? I think Gemara is going to tell us that that's really a code term. Nobody was called Gundi Aliyah and Kutzei Ketziyos, but because of Master Shehoyah, they had that name. We'll see Mitchum Limar. B'as the boy, the 20th day of Ab, B'nai Pachas Moya Ben Yudah. B'as from B'elul, B'nai Adin Ben Yudah. B'echad B'teves, Shalom B'nai Parish Shnir. The problem was that from Esrim B'Elul, they had enough wood that was donated by the B'nai Adin Ben Yehuda. It was enough till the end of Elul, for the whole Tishrei, for the whole Cheshvan, for the whole Kislev. And now it's Echad B'Teves. There's no wood left. Who would like to go and donate new wood to the Beis HaMikdash? So the B'nai Parosh, who we had earlier on, B'nai Parosh Ben Yehuda, they came back a second time, and they gave now wood from B'Echad B'Tevis, and they gave enough wood that lasted until B'Echad B'Nisan, and then B'Echad B'Nisan, then we had again B'nai Arach Ben Yehuda, that was their day.
So these families can...
They really piled it on.
For sure.
These families perpetually donated wood on this schedule to the Beis HaMikdash and Bayit Sheni? Is that what the Gemara Mishnah is saying?
It's not that, they had to, but because this was a day of celebration for them, their part of their celebration included that they would bring a carbon etzim on that day, together with an actual behemah. But although normally you're not makar of etzim as a carbon, but they did bring carbon etzim as a carbon, and Rashi says even if there was enough etzim in the Beis HaMikdash, nevertheless we allowed them that day to go and bring these special kabbanas to commemorate and to celebrate the fact that they gave the first time in history. If you look at Rashi, five lines from the bottom, Zaman Atzik Kahanim Ve'om Shemisnadim Etzim Tisha Ve'ilu Ates Manim Hoya Kahanim Ve'om Misnadim Lohavi Etzim Ve'i Makrivim Korban Oysa Yoyim. They put a carbon that day. Even though there was plenty in the back room, plenty of eitzim. Why? There was enough eitzim until Chavat Hamas, and so therefore, for all generations, those days became theirs, especially of Tovim, and they were entitled—not required, but entitled—to go and bring that day a special carbon eitzim with the carbon behema. Even though there are tons of eitzim in the Maracha, we don't say that. Come on, what are you wasting our time?
I understand the special quality of this, because if there's someone who's not from these families says Harei Alai Eitzim, which means two Gizrei Eitzim, mm-hmm. brings Eitzim with it or not, but yeah. says, but you can misminade a carbon Eitzim even as an individual.
You can.
What would be the problem, since these are not, unless it's Shabbos and you're being a carbon Yachid, mm-hmm. what would be the problem of being a carbon Eitzim as an individual?
Not a problem, we're just saying that even historically,
even if there's a lot of Eitzim in the Maracha, so
we give them priority status. They are
fast, they
don't have to go business class, they go first class.
Okay.
Even if there are tons of people standing in line, I want to bring my oiler today,
that's what they would do.
Yeah.
Instead of giving eitzim, they would give them eitzim.
Oh, instead of giving eitzim, they give eitzim. Beautiful. That's very, very good advice. Thank you, Shelly. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara. So now we went through the nine Yom Tovim called the days of the Korban Eitzim. Continue on. Be'echad B'Tevis, three lines from the bottom of the yellow. Echad Rosh Chodesh Tevis, earlier this week on Sunday. There was no Mamed, meaning that they did not get together to say these special Ma'amodos, these special Tzilis. Shohayim B'Halo, after all, Echad B'Tevis had Halo for two reasons. Number one, it's Hanukkah, and number two, it's Rosh Chodesh. V'karben Musaf, the Karben Musaf because it's Rosh Chodesh. V'karben Eitzim, because this is B'nai Parish Ben Yehuda, so there's so much going on that they didn't have any Mamodos that day. Chamishadvar. Okay, so now we get into familiar territory. Chamishadvar, Iris Avasin, Mishiv Asma Thomas. We unfortunately commemorate Shiva Asma Thomas for five reasons. Same thing here, Chamishadvar Tishvav. What Mishiv Asma Thomas? Zorki, one of the Amit Bey. Nishtabra Luchai, it's in times of Moshe Rabbeinu. Remember, we have the Cheshbonis. The Moshe Rabbeinu came down 40 days later. After Vav or Zion Sivan, he comes down, and Klai Yisrael is celebrating with the Egel, and he broke the Luchai, so this came on Shiva Asma Thomas. That day was Batla Tamid. Says Rashi that the evil Malchus was Goyzer, the Klal Yisrael shouldn't go and bring any more carbon Tum to the Beis Hamikdash. And that was the day, unfortunately, that the Gezeira was signed and sealed on Shivas Matam. Mufka'ir, that was the time that they broke into the walls of the city. This was 3 weeks before Tisha B'Av, and that's why the 3 weeks are the 3 weeks. And the time of the second Beis Hamikdash, the Goyim broke through the walls on Shivas Matam. This sort of Apusimus at Torah. Apusimus was one of the
Russia.
He was a terrible Russia, and he was one of the Greek generals or whatever. He went and burned the Torah. So now we're wondering which Torah this is. So the Tveres Yisrael on the Mishnayos Yochanan Boyes says that this is referring to the Torah of Ezra HaSoifer that was in the Azara, that was considered to be the most reliable Torah in the whole world, and everybody's Sifrei Torah, they would match it against that to make sure there were no Chaseiros V'Yeseiros, to make sure that everything was done properly. Unfortunately, he burned that sefer, so we don't have that.
Sefer Shel Moshe.
Shel Moshe, okay.
That was
in the
Teva, in the
Aron. Yes, you can see what the article says in the footnote. He refers to the Sefer Torah of Ezra that was in the Azara, and that's the one that he burned. And here it is the Hemet Tzelem Behechel, which sounds like Apusimus was the one that was Mamed the Tzelem Behechel. Rashi says that the Girsa should really be Vahuamad Tzelem Behechel, that a Tzelem was put up, and it was put up, unfortunately, by one of our own. Not by Apostomus, by a Goy, but it was put up by Menashe, the Melech, and he put up Nebuchadnezzar Avodah Zarah in the Beis Hamikdash. So these are the five things that happened Nebuchadnezzar Shuvah Thomas. Petition above Nigzal of Yisrael, Nishli Chonsel Aretz, that's at the time of the Meraglim. The Rashi brings in that Bechil Adoyres, you have Bechina Shulchinam, right when the Meraglim came back. Bechorv Habayis Bereshen, Ubishniya, both Chabonis took place on Tisha B'Av. Menuka de Beitar. Beitar was the last stronghold of Eden after the Chorban Beis Hamikdash. You had Bar Kochba. Everybody was hoping that this would be Mashiach, and he would take back Eretz Yisrael, and we would defeat them. Unfortunately, that did not happen. But rather, the whole Beitar was conquered. Nechash Ha'ir, and then that was the same day that, not the same day in the same time, but also Tisha B'Av was the day that they plowed over the whole Yerushalayim to make it into a plowed field. Nebuch Tov Yichorev. And that was the five things by Tishba. Mishnichlas Abimata B'Simcha, when Ab begins, because it has these terrible days of the 9 days, and then the Tisha B'Av, Mata B'Simcha. Shabbos called Tisha B'Av is B'Saicha. The word Shabbos means the week. It doesn't mean Shabbos Kodesh, it means the week that Tisha B'Av falls throughout the week. That's why we have this Shavuah Shechalboi. Awesome, Melisapra Melchabbos, you're not allowed to go and take haircuts, you're not allowed to go and do kfisah, to do laundry. On Thursday, we're talking when they come to Shabbos. Rashi says it's referring to that if Tisha B'Av were to fall out on Friday, according to our calendars it doesn't, but it could theoretically fall out on Friday. So on Thursday, the day before, even though it's still part of not only the 9 days, but the Shavuot Shechalboi, it's Erev Tisha B'Av, you're allowed to be Mesaper Mechabes L'Kovet HaShabbos. Erev Tisha B'Av L'Yoichel Odom Shnei Tavshilin. A person should not eat on Erev Tisha B'Av two cooked items. L'Yoichel Basval L'Yishtayayin. We'll talk about more about that in the Gemara. Are we talking about the Sudas HaMafsekes? Are we talking about the whole day? Mitzvah, we'll get to that in the Gemara. Pshim Gamliel Oymer Yishana. He says there's no specific rule of two tafshilin, basa yain, but a person should be mishana from what he normally does throughout the year. What is that form of shinoi? Again, the Gemara is going to explain. That you cannot go and sleep on a mita on Tisha B'Av, but you have to go and be koi for the mita, turn it upside down. We are not noyi kviyas hamita today, even by avelus, because it says by avelim that they're supposed to have kviyas hamita, we're not noyeg. Toisus says the reason is because, not Toisus here, but Toisus in White Cotton says, I believe, that because the Goyim will think that the Jews are doing some sort of kishuf, they're turning beds over, so we're not noyeg. But the point is that people have to sleep on the floor, not on the mita. We don't go so far. Of course, many of us have the meaning not to sleep on the pillow, or to put some rocks on the pillow, whatever. But the chum were not moyeg that you have to sleep on the floor. These are two great Yom Tovim throughout the year. Yom Kippur. That all the Menoshes Yerushalayim would go and switch garments with their peers. Nobody wore their own garments, just in case you had Menoshes Aniyim that they were embarrassed to go out in public wearing a poor dress, so they would go and exchange with their chavertas. So even if somebody was wearing a poor dress, nobody would think, oh, this mishpacha must be very poor.
She might be very wealthy, and it's a borrowed shmata.
Exactly, and somebody that's wearing a wealthy looking dress, expensive dress, doesn't mean it's hers, it could be from an expensive or a friend. Okay, shleibai mishenai. Kol came to the tefila. All of the begotten before they wore it, they had to toivel all of them because many of these menachos shleim may have been nidos. So therefore, so we shouldn't get into problems of tumas medrash, tumas nida. They toiveled all of them in advance of and Yom Kippur. They would go out into the vineyards. What would they say? Go. In other words, they invited the bachrim to come and see the young ladies and hopefully be able to make shidduch. So they'll call out to them, "Son Einecha Re'ei, Mata Berchalach, go and look clearly at what you want to choose. Al Tin Einecha Benoi, don't go and look at beauty. Tin Einecha Mishpacha, look at Mishpacha. Shekrachem Bevel Yoifi Ishi Yir Hashem Hitasal, go and look for Yir Shemai. Ba'oyim Etenulam Priyadem Yalu B'Shar Maaseh, the ones that are doing the Maasim, those are the ones you should look for." So now, what is all of these psukim together? So at least one of the mafarshim says that there were three groups of girls. There were those girls that were very attractive, and so therefore they would say, young men, look, we're attractive. Then there were those that were not attractive, and they said, don't look at that beauty. Look at mishpacha. It means that there is a lot of Torah, there's a lot of yichas going back for many generations. And those that had neither the good looks nor the mishpacha, they would go and say, look at Yerushalayim. Shekachem ve'aval yoif, all of that is narishkan, because isha yirsa shem hitasal, tenulam priyadev, alu ha'shu'asel, look at Yerushalayim, that they're doing masim toivim, that's what you need in a wife. V'chein u'oimer, tenor ena b'nois yirtzion, v'melach shloime, b'ator shitru le'ima, b'yem chasunos, v'yem simchas libay, b'yem chasunos, zem matan toira. Now we think of Matan Torah being on Shavuos. However, says Rashi, we're referring to Yom Kippur, because Yom Kippur, that's where the Luchos Achronos were given. That Mishim should be rebuilt speedily in our days. Why are we bringing these last two or three lines? So the Mefarshim explained, this is not going back on the Benois Yerushalayim, Yoytz Achronos Bekram. It's really telling us, why is Yom Kippur deemed to be such a great day? He said, Yom Tov Yisrael. Many people look upon Yom Kippur with great dread. They don't look at it as a Yontif. The reason why it's called a Yontif is because it's Matan Torah Day. That's when we got our Torah. As well as Yom Simchas Libay, I think the Masha and Mefarish, why is Yom Simchas Libay? Because in the Gemara, Masechus Moed Katan says that when they built the first Beis Hamikdash, the David HaMelech made a Gantzi Yontif starting from the middle of the Seres made Tshuva until, I believe, Shmini Atzeres, something like that.
They didn't fast
on Yom Kippur that year. And there's a Gantzi Shakl Tari in the Gemara. Did he do right? Did he do wrong? Was that a sin? Not a sin. But for purposes of our Gemara, that was the day that Binyan Beis Hamikdash, that was one of the days of the Beis Hamikdash being rebuilt. And so therefore, that fits in nicely that both of those are therefore referring to the Yom Tov Yisrael, to Yom Kippur, as being the day that the Torah was given by the Luchos Achronos, and that was the day that the first Beis Hamikdash was built and celebrated on that day.
The Pasuk Sender Anna, where's that from? I don't recognize
Sitter.
It. It's a Pasuk in Shirashirim.
Thank you.
Zokimara, we go back to the beginning of the mission. Four times a day, one of those Shloshim Parakim, we send a Tanayos, Mamodveis, and Yom Kippur. Pray to more Tanayos, be it Mamodveis. Me'ika Musaf. Where do you have a Karb Musaf on Tanis? Next week at Asur B'Tev, is it going to be a Karb Musaf? On Tisha B'Av, is it a Karb Musaf? Tzayim Gedali, is it a Karb Musaf? What are you talking about? So, Shemar Chesur Mechsev Al-Chitani. B'Shloi Shepurakim, Kehanam Nuisen Es Kapeyen, Kol Zman Shemispalim, every Tefillah where you have a Chazor Shashat. We don't have it by Mar. There's no Chazor Shashat. Whatever you have, Chazor Shashat, that day, Shloi Shepurakim, three times a year, Nuisen Kapeyen, Kol Zman Shemispalim, every Tefillah. So, on a normal day, how many tefillahs is that? That would be Shachris and Mincha. On a day where it's Rosh Chodesh, it should be Shachris, Musaf and Mincha. And when it happens to be on a Tanis, it will be Shachris, Mincha, and Ne'ilah. There is one time a year that you have four times. Shachas and Musaf Minchon and Ilah Shasharim. When would that be? That would be on Yom Kippur. Because then you have both Musaf and the Ilah. The Ilah and Shloisha Prokim. Tani is my mother, the Yom Kippur. So therefore, when our Mishnah said that three times a year we have four, it doesn't mean each one of those three times we have four. We say that among the three times, you always do every single tefillah, and it could add up maximum on Yom Kippur to four times. We spoke about at the beginning of the Mishnah, like we just enumerated, that all four times the mashal on Yom Kippur, we have Nesias Kapayim, we have Dichna. Four times. Dr. Yimara, who man chacham, that was the Remeh. The Chum disagree. What did the Chum say? Only two times Shachar and Musaf Yein and Kapayim. Just like in Eretz Yisrael, every single Shabbos, they have Dichna and Shachar and Musaf. But not Minchanila. No, Minchanila, Eim and Nesias Kapayim. Man Chachom with Chachom is Rabbi Yehudi. The sign within the Braisa. We can have a three-way Machalikas in the Braisa. Shachos Musim Minchanila, Kulin Yesh Ben Nesias Kapayim, Divin Amen. Just like our Mishnah. Four times. On Yom Kippur, you have all four times. Shachos Musim Minchanila. Rabbi Yehuda, Eim and Shachos Musim Yesh Ben Nesias Kapayim. Minchanila, Eim and Nesias Kapayim. That's what we just said now. The Chachomim, only Shachos Musim, not Minchanila. Rabbi Yehudi, Eim and Nesias Yesh Ben Nesias Kapayim. Minchanila, Ben Nesias Kapayim. You only have by Neila, you don't have by Mincha. In other words, you have Shachar and Musaf and the Elah, but you don't have by Mincha. So therefore, we have now 3 days altogether. According to the Tanakhama, according to Meir, you have four times on Yom Kippur. According to Yehuda, you only have two times in Yom Kippur, Shachar and Musaf. According to Yehuda, you have three times. You have Shachar, Musaf, and the Elah. And the Gemara is going to explain. The Meir is going to call you Amitama, Mai, Liparchi, Kani, Adayu, Ben Minchosa. Why don't we have every day in Eretz Yisrael by Mincha? Mishum Shikras. We are concerned that mincha is typically after you eat the big meal of the day. That's lunchtime. And people typically would drink not only Coca-Cola, but they would also drink wine or beer or rumfin or whatever. And therefore, you could have some kind of marchikr. Why can't a kohen who shikr dichen in the base of Migdash or dichen anywhere in where they're davening?
Because it's a shtikl avoda.
Okay, so that Gemara is going to address that on the bottom of the omid. What's the makoyer? Why kohanim cannot dichen when they happen to be shikr? But take it as a given. Kohanim cannot go and dichen the shikr since mincha is man shikras. They left it out. What about Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur ain't like a shikras, not only in Yom Kippur, but the same thing applies tonight, taniyos and mamodos. Since people are fasting, there's no shikras. Go and dichen and mincha, no problem. The Yunus of Shachris and Musaf, the Cholyim of Shchiya Shikras, like Rosh Merabana, Mincha Ne'ila, the Cholyim of Shchiya Shikras. Now, of course, we don't daven Ne'ila every day. However, Ne'ila is Bizman Mincha shortly thereafter. So if you are Shikr by Mincha, presumably you're still a little Shikr by Ne'ila. Maybe a little bit is worn off, maybe it hasn't. But since that's Azman of Shikras, Cholyim of Shchiya Shikras, Rosh Merabana, and therefore, even on Tanios and Mamodois and Yom Kippur, where there is no Shikras, nevertheless, we're going there up to the rest of the year. Every day of the week, people are likely or possibly going to be shikr. So even though mincha on Tanis, Mamodos, Yom Kippur, nobody shikr, but we're goyim. Neila the less b'chol yom, you don't have neila every day. You only have neila on Tanis and on Tanisin. Nobody shikr. Like God's berabanan, therefore they were not goyim. All four times. Not halacha, noagua. Aren't they saying the same thing?
Right.
When the Rav is giving his perek drusha and he's going through the halachas that apply to that day, to that week, he's going to go and say out loud, Rabbi Yisai, Yom Kippur is upon us. Four times we're going to go and have dichanin. Man yom a minig minish loy dashinan. He's not going to go and say bapombi out loud to the whole oilam. If somebody comes to him and says, "What's the minig? What should we do?" It's Yom Kippur. He's going to tell him quietly four times. Not the type of thing that you publicize, but the type of thing that you say quietly on a personal basis. The gaboim asks you, the kohen asks you. Yeah, we're going to dichan four times. Man yom a noagu a real marinan. You don't even go paskin like that, even on a private basis. The ovid if a person did it, okay. In other words, we don't go and stop them. We don't make a machol. We don't make a public proclamation. And even though it says the lashon of noagu, Rashi says it's not that it's a real minik kosher, but since people are doing that, let them do it. We're not going to go and stop them. But it's not the ikar halacha. The ikar halacha is not like that. But if they want to do it. Rav Nachman Amar Lach Rav Yosi Paskel Rav Yosi only three times. Lach Rav Yosi Shachris Musaf and Ila and not by Mincha. Vo'inna my time Parshu Kahani Yadayu b'Mitchasa Tzitanisa. Why nowadays do we allow the Kahanim to go in Dichen by Mincha on Tanesim? We don't mean nowadays. Nowadays, we mean nowadays the times of the Gemara. Kivin the Besamach Lishkiya Sachama Koparshi Ketfilas Neila Damya. So Rashi says that typically at those times people would go and daven. The Kahanim would daven. People would daven Mincha Gedoyla, earlier Mincha. And if you're going to daven Mincha Gedoyla right after lunch, then typically people would be shikr. However, if these times. On the yes. Tanesim, they would go and daven mincha together with Ne'ilah at the end of the day. By that time, even had they been shikr on a regular day, by the time it's 5-6 o'clock,
hour.
They'd already be now sober. So therefore, it's sober time. It's kiddush Ne'ilah damya, and therefore you would be able to go and dichen that time. Obviously, what's running through this whole Gemara is that a shikr is not allowed to dichen. And this is what you were talking about before, that in Simchas Torah, there are many places where they dichen by shachris, they don't dichen by musaf, because they make kiddush in between shachris and musaf, and you have the problem of the shikrs. But what's the problem that a shikr? I mean, he's not doing avodah b'smidush, he's just dichening. We don't learn it from kahuna. In Parshas Nosoi, after the Parsha of Soita and the Parsha of Nozir, then you have Koi Svorchus Bnei Yisrael Omar Lahem, you have the Parsha of the Birchas Kehanim, and then of course we have the Nesiim, which we lay now during Hanukkah. So why does the Parshas Koi Mavorech follow right if the Parsha is Nozir? Loi Maman Nozir Oser B'Yayin, just like a Nozir can't drink wine, Af Koi Mavorech is Oser B'Yayin. Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
But we're not finished yet. Masla Vudir Bzeira, Vyamila Ishi Barzavda, Imanoza Osbacharzan, Avkoim Bavarach Osbacharzan. They're not allowed to eat chatzan and viadzogim, they're not allowed to eat grapes, they're not allowed to eat the seeds, the grape pits. So in Bazoi, we should say the same thing, that the Koim Bavarach is not allowed to eat grape pits when he's going to go to Dichen. That's what we learn from Kahanim. It says in the Pasik, Lishorsoi Ulavorech Bishmoi, Ma Mishores Mutter Becharzan. The Koim who's doing Avoid in the Bismigish is allowed to eat chatzanim. It just says, Yain Vesheker Al Taste. So you're not allowed to go to avoida yain v'sheicher, but you're allowed to go and eat the pits. I mean, it may be the pits, but the mice you're allowed to eat those pits. But v'chartzen, afkoyim memorich muta v'chartzen. Oh, so you're telling me that you're learning now dichenin not only from nazir, but you're also learning it from mishoris. Imam mishoris bal mum loy afkoyim memorich bal mum loy. Maybe a bal mum is not allowed to go and dichen is not qualified. But it's kishul nazir. We learn it from nazir. Nazir, there's no problem with a bal mum. A nazir can be a bal mum just like anybody can be a nazir. So tomorrow, so it comes out now that you're learning two kulais. You're learning one kula that you're allowed to have chatzanim because you're saying I'm learning it from koyin. Koyin's allowed to chatzanim. So this, the koyin who's dichenin is allowed to go and do chatzanim. On the other hand, you're saying that you can go and be mavorech when you're a bal mum, even though a koyin bal mum because it's daimel nazir. So you're chapping on kulas from both. You're chapping on a kula that you're allowed to be bal mum, a koyin who's dichenin is allowed to be bal mum from the case of nazir, and you're learning that he's allowed to go and eat chatzanim from the case of the koyin hamishores in the base midrash lari chatzan. Frank tomorrow, my chazan, my chukula, akish lechuma. Say pong vakert. Why don't you go and say that the koyin is not allowed to be a balmum? The koyin that wants to dichen and shul can't be a balmum because it's lishores levarach mishmai.
Right.
And say that he's also not allowed to go and eat chatzanim because he learned it from nazir. That's not the chatzanim. So me makish lechuma. Everything more. Asmachta ninu midrabanan ulekula. So what our Gemara is telling us is this whole iser of the kahanim dichening when they happen to be shikr. This is midrabanan. Since it's midrabanan, the iser that the chachamim put on them is based on the rabban that they wanted to find the asmachta. So these zayir shavus that we're bringing, or the hekish that we're bringing from nozir to bichas kahanim and the shoris levarach vishmoy, are not the arises the rabbanon, and therefore we go lekula. Have a wonderful day, everybody. Says.